Well, good day, everyone. So, a short story to end our morning together. I've been thinking about bodhisattvas a lot, since we're studying that, and thinking about how what bodhisattvas are right here, right now, for us. We're reading these old texts, ancient texts, with beautiful poetry and great aspirations and mythologies. But what does it look like on the ground? What does it look like now to be a bodhisattva? So I'm seeing some bodhisattvas around me. I think one way we can tune into our own aspirations to be a bodhisattva is to see the bodhisattvas that are around us, that are in our world, that are in our daily lives even. Because the bodhisattva really is nothing other than our deepest human being. It's not, it's, in one way to put it, it's beyond the duality that we can hold in our minds about what's out there as a bodhisattva, what's out there as Buddha. But in this way, particularly in this tradition, we look at Buddha nature as our nature. Buddha nature, and therefore bodhisattva nature, not being different from our nature and from everyone's nature, whether they practice in our way or not. So you may know that my husband has cancer, and we just learned that he's going to have to undergo intensive treatment for that. And so he went to his boss and told his boss that he didn't know how much he was going to be able to contribute in the next 2 or 3 months. And his boss's response was, "Don't worry. We have to focus on what's going to get you healthy." And when I heard that, I knew immediately that I had was fortunate enough to be in the realm of the bodhisattva, that is meeting that the situation that arises with that compassion and that immediate response. So I hope as we go on our ways that we keep our eyes and ears tuned into the bodhisattva channels that are all around us. Thank you.